9-0. Item 4B. Oh, thank you very much for that, yes. Item 4B, consider draft resolution authorizing grant of license to Comcast Illinois, Ohio, Oregon, LLC.
So move.
Motion by Singer.
Second.
Second by Maladra. Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Vote aye. Motion passes.
May I ask a question, Mr.
Absolutely.
Chairman? Which applies to the two motions we just passed, which I am in favor of, but in both cases it was noted that the attorney fees were not budgeted, although there was money set aside. I'm not sure exactly how that works. Do we not set aside an amount in the budget to cover items which are unexpected each year? I addressed the question, I believe, to the city administrator.
Yes, Alderman Brown, the I believe the intent was that we do have line items for legal fees in general, but specifically monies were not reserved for this specific purpose, so it's taken out of the line item for general legal fees.
Okay, so in some sense it doesn't require a budget adjustment. It's just
correct.
You're noting to us that this is being subtracted from the general budget for legal fees.
Correct, and I might add that on the second one, we do have a franchise agreement with Comcast, and thus we do not charge the right-of-way permit fees because of the franchise agreement.
Thank you for that explanation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Item 4C, consider an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Geneva, Geneva Park District for best pedestrian and bicycle pathway to Fox Run Subdivision. This is more housekeeping.
So moved.
Moved by Vogelsberg, second by Hill. Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0. Item 4D, consider draft resolution appointing Americans with Disabilities Act coordinator and adopting grievance procedures. A lot of housekeeping.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, second by Flanagan. Any questions?
I'm sorry. Alderman Brown has
no, I'm sorry. Alderman Pollack, please proceed.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Pepper, do we know who would that designated person be?
Yes, I believe we do. Ms. McKittrick and I discussed this earlier. Mary, go ahead.
In the resolution, it's designated as the building commissioner.
Okay.
We designated a position rather than an individual.
Okay, thank you.
So anyone that's filling that position then would be take on those duties.
Follow-up question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Obviously, I presume the intent of the mayor and the city administrator is very soon to appoint an acting building commissioner so we have that position covered. Is that correct?
Yes, I've spoken with the mayor actually about that this morning, as well as the director of the department, Dick Unch, the community development director. So we are working out the details of that issue.
So we would expect to see it at one of our meetings very soon.
We will be.
This is, I believe, a council approved position, is it not?
We are discussing those details and will be forthcoming very soon with information about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. We are down to new business, folks. I don't think we're going to have anything coming out of closed session. There won't be anything to report on that tonight. That is an update. So I guess we'll take care of new business now. Do we have any new business from the audience? Anything from the audience? Joe, nothing riveting to report? No? Pam, we're early tonight. We can let you babble on for an hour. Nothing? No? Yeah, nothing.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Sure. Ron, let's have it.
The organization I am a member of called Triad had a marvelous picnic for the seniors on Friday at Wheeler Park. It was attended by 125 senior citizens. We had a marvelous time. Food was provided. Music was provided. Games were played. And I'd like to ask and thank Mr. Joe Stanton for being there. He was the gentleman who was barbecuing the hamburgers and the hot dogs. So I appreciate your being there, Ms. Joe, and thank you so much for your time and efforts. Greatly appreciated, and everyone enjoyed the food that was available to them, and we also enjoyed your company as well. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, Mr. Singh. Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaking of picnics, there's another picnic opportunity coming up this weekend. Those of us who sit on the city council under the glare of the TV are familiar with Shakespeare's expression that all the world is a stage. That line comes from the play As You Like It, which will be performed this Saturday in Island Park. It's free, performed by the Geneva Cultural Arts Commission, and you're welcome to bring a picnic supper. The play starts at 6 p.m. If you come at 5 with something to eat, you can sit on the grass, enjoy the beautiful weather, which is always present in Geneva, and enjoy a wonderful play by Shakespeare, As You Like It, and find out why all the world is a stage, and also why too much of a good thing is another Shakespeare expression. So we hope to see you all there on Saturday at Island Park. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely. Anyone else? I'd like to note that this is the first new business that Dorothy and Sam haven't asked for money, so I think that's great. Moving forward, that's wonderful. That's costing us anything to get out of here tonight. So, actually, we need a motion to go to closed session. Do we have a motion? Motion by Hill.
Second.
Second by Singer, and this is a roll call vote to go to closed session, please.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
That'll do it, folks. Thank you very much. Microphones are off.
The 20